You're listening to SBS News.
It was expected, but that doesn't make it any less dreaded for many. The Reserve Bank has lifted interest rates for a third straight month. The official cash rate has gone up 50 basis points from 0.85% to 1.35%. On a $500,000 loan, that's an extra $137 a month in repayments. On a $750,000 loan, that's around $205 more per month. And on a $1 million home loan, that's an extra $273 per month. None of that is a small blow to most people's household budgets. Sydney mortgage holder Janet Lee says she's already been making economies.
I'm doing shops at Aldi, buying specials at Woolies and Coles instead. We're cutting down on restaurant spending and eating out less.
Ms. Lee says she recently moved from a fixed rate loan to a cheaper variable rate home loan. But she admits she doesn't know how long that move will pay dividends for.
It really depends on how quickly the RBA hikes their interest rates. Obviously, the faster they hike, then our gamble may not have paid off as well as we thought it would have.
The Reserve Bank has cited rising inflation as the reason for the rate rise, the reasoning being that higher interest rates generally slow inflation. And it says the size of any future rate rises will be guided by its assessment of the outlook for both inflation and the labour market. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers admits the economy is in tricky territory and focused migration is a possible solution.
The labour shortages and skill shortages in our economy are so acute and are having such consequences for our supply chains that we are prepared to look right across the board at solutions, and migration is part of that.
And, as ever, the issue isn't immune to the back and forth of adversarial politics. Opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor says the new government's spending has made inflation worse.
It is clear from history that when you're facing rising inflation and rising interest rates, you need to tighten your belt. It's very clear. What you don't need is the government in competition with households to borrow money.
Steve Mickenbecker is chief commentator for financial comparison site Canstar. He says people who are struggling as a result of the interest rate rises should ask their bank for a better deal on their mortgage and change lenders if their current bank can't give them a better deal.
On a $500,000 loan, you could save around $400 a month by moving from the average sort of rate you like to be with your big bank to the best rate they're offering.
The unfortunate reality for borrowers is that this is unlikely to be the last interest rate rise this year, with some analysts predicting the official cash rate will be 2.5% by year's end. Mr. Mickenbecker details just how much that might hurt.
If you compare your repayments at a 2.5% cash rate to April before the Reserve Bank moved, that's another $700-odd a month on that $500,000 mortgage.
The next major economic data to come out will be the June quarter consumer price index numbers on the 27th of July. If those figures are too big, it's expected there will be another 0.5% rise next month. The only crumb of comfort for borrowers is that 2.5% is likely as high as it will get. Some on the financial markets think the cash rate will be 3.5% by the middle of next year, but Chief Economist at AMP Shane Oliver says the signs of things slowing down at 2.5% are too compelling.
We're already seeing very weak levels of consumer confidence, and we're already seeing house prices fall. Whereas normally, when you're raising rates 3 months into a tightening cycle, things would be a lot stronger. So that all tells me that the Reserve Bank is already getting traction in its desire to slow demand, and therefore they'll be able to ease up.
And on top of the interest rate rise, the current floods are also set to increase cost of living pressures, particularly when it comes to fresh produce. Mr. Chalmers is trying to reassure voters that things will eventually get better.
One of the points that the Reserve Bank Governor made in his statement at 2:30 today was that inflation will get worse before it gets better, but he expects inflation to moderate throughout the course of 2023. And that is our current expectation as well, and I'll talk about that in some detail when I update the Parliament with the ministerial statement on the economy towards the end of this month. Inflation will get worse before it gets better, but it will get better.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.